Still, I think it's a great idea. Not the DTC thing, but the bucket list cruise. I like the look of them. A feisty bunch, I imagine. Not half. But if Mrs. F, she told me to call her that, by the way, is anything to go by, they will be a demanding lot, too. She gave me an ear-bashing about their dietary requirements, laundry needs, activity sessions. Sarah took an itinerary out of her pocket and waved it in the air. And their touring demands. After regaling me with information, she scolded me for not taking notes. What's any of that got to do with you? Absolutely zilch. But could I get her to understand that the medical team was only responsible for their health needs? Not at all. Rachel laughed loudly as Sarah's exasperation surfaced. Being a cruise ship nurse was a challenging occupation at the best of times. Although her friend loved the work, it did come with caveats. Poor Sarah. I'm sure Dr. Bentley will put her right.
I hope so, because if Mr. Golding doesn't get his vegan meal and Mrs. Chambers doesn't have her laundry seen to daily, I will be held personally responsible.
Sarah mimicked the formidable Mrs. F's voice, which made them both giggle hysterically.
I do hope the poor things are allowed to enjoy themselves, because the ones I met with who actually did have medical problems seemed really nice.
I'm sure they will have a great time. Your Mrs. F, I assume she's the one with the henna-dyed hair, can't be the official tour guide, surely?
No, apparently that's her son, Mr. F, I can call him, her daughter-in-law, and her son's daughter. I didn't meet them because they were in the purser's office helping those with expensive jewellery stash it away safely.
You noticed her then?
It all depends on whether they're able to get a word in edgeways with Mummy bossing them around. The son is 57, she informed me, and his wife is a new model.
I don't think Mrs. F approves. She's just turned 30 and his daughter's late 20s.
Interesting dynamics. I wonder what the daughter thinks. Is there a Mr. F. Senior?
I didn't like to ask in case it involved a long story or more dietary demands, and I haven't checked all their records yet.
If I had asked, she's the type of woman who would accuse me of sexism or prying. I wasn't going to take that risk.
Rachel grinned as she handed Sarah her tea and took a seat next to her on the settee, placing her coffee down on the table.
It's so good to see you, Sarah. And you do look well.
And you too, on both counts.
I miss not having you around. The cruises haven't been as interesting without you.
That's what Bernard said. Surely you of all people don't want another murder on board.
Certainly not. But I wouldn't mind a bit of a crime mystery. We've got used to them now.
Rachel liked the sparkle in her friend's deep brown eyes. She looked happy.
Nurse Bradshaw? I'm shocked. Is this Jason's influence?
Sarah had been dating one of the security guards, Jason Goodridge, an ex-army guy whom Rachel had met during her last cruise, for a few months.
Not at all. He would prefer everything to go smoothly without mishap, particularly as Waverley's away for a month.
I heard that. I'm disappointed. I was hoping to meet the woman who'd brought happiness into his life again.
Now I think of it, we don't want any crimes on board at all, because the new man will not welcome your interference.
Help at all, from what I hear.
Bernard told me that too. He sounds challenging, but you needn't worry about that. This time, there will not be any murders.
Code Blue Deck 6 Library, repeat code Blue Deck 6.
Sarah's radio screeched to life. And the girls locked onto each other's eyes briefly before she left the room hastily.